The meditation is to train our mind to have this awareness within. So awareness based means we develop the meditation through the awareness that we develop within. So the four support like I explained over the last Thursday, you need to relax first support, body and mind completely. Just be at ease, like you don't have problem. Any tension, tightness or stress within the physical body or the mind, just relax it. Allow it to just be at ease and relax. Whatever you want to attend to, later you tell the mind after the meditation. So you can relax, you are at peace, you will have joy, because when you don't have problem, you are very relaxed and you are really at ease. Then there is joy, there is peace within. And after that, you just develop the awareness. Means be aware, don't do anything, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just be aware. Aware means whatever arises, aware, finish. Don't follow it. Don't create more thinking. Don't allow the habitual tendency to continue to proliferate the mind. You don't go and suppress the thinking or try to force the thinking not to think. That is interfering, suppressing, controlling. And who is the controller? Who interferes? Who wants to do all this? It's your thought. The thought which is egoic. When it arises, you cannot be aware. Because sati is awareness before the knowing. So every moment of doing, perception, arising of the aggregates of mind, is to create thought process, thinking. So forget about all those things. Maintain awareness. So when you can maintain awareness, that is the third support. Because this awareness, you must stabilize it until it's ever mindful. Then use it to meditate so that it is heedful. When it is heedful, it's ever mindful, constantly meditating. And that is the purpose of awareness-based meditation, to train your awareness to arise so that you can realize your true mind, which is also your silent mind, the awareness nature within. With that, you can meditate. You can insight into phenomena. You can observe within that silence, that observation which is without the ego, without the thought, the egoic mind is a very different type of observation. That's why sometimes we will call it the choiceless, means there is no thought to make choice, to create duality. It's just aware. So when you can do that, your mind actually develops the ability to become peaceful, quiet, and tranquil. Then the natural state of mind, which is already your true mind, will return. But you have to be patient initially. So the first three support is very important. Relax. Every mind state that arises, relax into it. Any tension, any stress within, or whatever tightness within your physical or mental, just relax into it. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then maintain awareness means no need to think. Whatever thought arise, feeling arise, tactile contact arise, just aware, finish. Even perception, you try to perceive something, aware, finish. Don't continue. Then this mind will slowly, slowly settle down. When you don't feed it with any more thinking, thought energy, born of the egoic mind, the mundane mind, then your true mind will return. This is the understanding. So be patient, just relax, maintain awareness until the awareness nature stabilizes. Then there will be a shift in your consciousness. That shift will bring about the sudden like transformation. Means from the heedless thinking mind. Normally you will start to be aware of the slowing down or the activity, because it's like a flower. The very flowering of that thought is the very ending of that thought. So all sankhara activity, they will slow down, and finally, just like the flower, when it has reached the full blossom, it cannot flower anymore. Then it starts to decay. Thought is the same, except thought can happen faster. When you have the silent awareness within, there is the wisdom energy that can actually make the mind return. The sankhara all, they will cease, slow down, and finally cease. Why? Because they are dependent originating. When you are aware, you cut off the wrong thought. You cut off the craving, the desire to think, to meditate, to do things. That's why thought cannot arise. That is how you develop the awareness. Then stabilize it. Okay, so with that understanding, I will let you develop the awareness-based meditation. Then after that, for those who already have the understanding, you just silent everything. Stay at the heart and let the awareness nature stabilize and detect whatever movement that is going on within your heart area. Initially, it can be your heartbeat or any vibration, pulse. They call it the pulse of life. In fact, every part of your body, there is this life force that trigger out the pulsation, or what we call the pulse of life. And some you call it vibration or whatever. You just silence everything and stay with it. Wherever there is this activity or movement, just stay with it. Can be the heartbeat or any pulse or any vibration. Stay with it until it becomes very quiet, very still. Then you will realize your silent mind, the true mind. When that one returns, that is the beginning of awareness. But don't be excited. The moment you are excited is gone, because the very fine line between the awareness nature and the thought process is very, very fine. The moment you try to know or you become curious, you want to develop some understanding, is gone, completely gone. That awareness nature or true mind can only be there when you don't think and don't try to know, don't do anything. Everything that you try to do, try to know, try to meditate, is to arise the thought. That is itself lack of understanding. So with this, let you develop the awareness-based meditation on your own.